Hi, this is Ernest Viner, former Browns player. You're listening to 6 B's and a P on AquaBearLegion.com.
And that quarterback, number 19. Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah. How you can throw. Yeah, Bernie, Bernie, oh, baby, Super Bowl. He came from Miami, was oh so young. Rifles to the wizard, my one and gone.
All right. Welcome to the 15th episode of 6 B's and a P here on AquaBearLegion.com. I'm your host, Brian Koski, joined by co-hosts this week, Chris Poland.
That's me.
And Sherry Oliver.
That's me.
Shout out to Ian and Brian, who could not be with us again this week. They are still with us, though. That again sounded like they died. I can't make it sound like that. Yeah,
they're just busy.
Yeah, they're just busy. It's the holiday season, but we thought we'd record a quick podcast for you, give you a little more effort than the Browns gave everyone today, and keep our streak alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, first off, early happy birthday to Chris Poland, who's here with us in studio.
Thank you.
We ate some cake earlier.
We did.
Walter pretended to be a dog.
Yes.
Bosco,
I think quite well.
Quite well. He did a good job. Bosco's here in the studio with us as well. All right. And we're going to try to, I don't know what we're going to do. We all watched the Browns game earlier, and it was sad and terrible, just as they've been lately, so that's not unusual. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We got a little bit of fantasy football. Everyone loves hearing about other people's fantasy football leagues, but this one is very important, we feel. We'll talk about that later. We're going to talk about the different types of Browns games, do a tweet of the week, and we got the chance to knock the Ravens out of the playoffs next week. So there's always still something to watch.
Yeah, no reason to listen to the rest of the episode.
Yeah, we'll see you guys later. Under 2 minutes. That's nice. Brief. So Browns lose 17-13 to the Panthers today. Panthers are kind of a dopey team.
With bad colors.
Bad colors.
Not the worst colors, but certainly bad colors.
You could tell they came in with Jacksonville. I mean, it's just something about this electric teal palette that's just not doing well with me. But Cam Newton, even after a car accident, appears to be better than any quarterback we have. And we saw them both today. Johnny Football going down with an injury.
Yeah.
Hamstring. Money bone.
Cam Newton said it was classless that fans cheered on Sunday when Cleveland Browns quarterback was injured in the first half. So that's a nice thing.
There you go.
A nice thing.
Good job, Cam.
Little redemption there.
Yeah, we'd love to have you on the show.
Also, not so bad. Yeah. For someone who was just in a car accident, he's surprisingly standing upright and running.
Yeah, we all discussed during the game that would lay us up for a while, we imagine. Broken bones in his back. So Brian Hoyer gets a chance, another chance, so many chances for Brian Hoyer. And I would say, except for that brief, incredible, super long touchdown to Hunky Brown Jordan Cameron, who's gotten a beard.
Less hunky.
Beardy Brown.
Yeah, you think? We discussed this as well, and Sherry feels he's less hunky, more burly is what we kind of all came to. And I decided in America, if you feel different, let me know, that burly is what the ugly man goes for.
So has Benjamin replaced Cameron in hunky status?
Oh yeah, you were.
He's a beautiful Brown.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So what's the difference between hunky and beautiful?
I think that Jordan Cameron does not have, his features are not as delicate.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
As Travis Benjamin. Travis Benjamin literally has delicate, lady, beautiful features.
Yeah, cheekbone, nice cheekbones.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he would be a beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
But Jordan Cameron is still the hunkiest Brown, even though he has, you know, some pretty unfortunate facial hair.
And that unfortunate facial hair cost the first Browns offensive touchdown in 140 minutes or so. Yeah. So there's that.
Hunked it up.
Not so great on the run for the day either. We don't have the numbers in front of us. Stats is traveling for the holidays. Billy Wynn and the defense. Billy Wynn, big interception for the big man.
That's a nice diving catch.
Mm-hmm. And Poyer grabbing it and then running for a touchdown, but that didn't count. Poyer and Hoyer.
Poyer and Hoyer. And, you know, speaking of, or going back to Benjamin, he had an amazing play after that interception. When he stripped the ball. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, that was, I think, good hustle.
Yeah, good. You're
not giving up on the play.
Yeah, Hoyer threw an interception, of course. And Benjamin stripped it right out of his hands. It was pretty awesome. And that was one of those moments that you thought was going to be a turning point and just kind of didn't go anywhere.
Ended up being a net 10-yard gain, I think.
Yeah, it was a first down, yeah. 10 yards further down the field. I think any of us will take that. We did see our kicker, Garrett Hartley. Yeah.
Garrett or Gareth?
Garrett.
Garrett.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, Sister Christian haircut and all.
He was rocking it.
Yeah, Dave Mustaine was playing for the Panthers. I don't know if anyone saw that guy.
He had that questionable catch.
Yeah, that was a questionable catch. Not that that really mattered.
No.
Billy went with an interception. Somebody else had one, too. I don't remember who grabbed the other one, but we did. I think we got another one. No, maybe we didn't. That's the kind of reporting you get here on 16.
That's what happens when Stats isn't here.
Yeah, Stats isn't here. No one knows what's going on. But, yeah, a pretty terrible day overall, 17-13. So another one there. And before we move on past today's game, I don't know if either of you have anything else. Scott Solomon, we should talk about. He was good.
Oh, the graphics fucking up. We forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. So when the Browns tied the game 3-3 at the beginning, they just gave the field goal to the Panthers, and it was 6-0.
Yeah, way to go, CBS crack crew.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, so is nothing else about the game?
Nothing else about the game?
I don't think so, right? Did anything else happen?
Did we praise Solomon?
We praise Solomon, the wisdom of Solomon. We still don't have a quarterback. We have two not-so-good ones.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Josh Gordon is awesome still?
He doesn't appear to have a good handle on the playbook, I don't think. He's still sort of not really there all the time.
I'd agree with that. But, you know, he did come into a team that was falling apart around him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and who's throwing him the ball, too, ultimately, is part of that. Though, that didn't appear to be an issue last year for him. Jason Campbell and Brandon Whedon.
Jason Campbell, that's right. He had a mustache.
So
we even discussed how he might be a good option at QB.
Yeah. If especially
Josh Gordon?
Yeah, throw him in there. Why not?
Did he play quarterback?
Who knows? He's a really
tall and
strong.
Athletic. Yeah.
Yeah. I say go for it.
Cool.
The 6B1P, I don't know if we have a best case scenario here anymore. I guess it's knocking the Ravens out of the playoffs next week. And I did want to give an updated playoff picture. Unfortunately, the Steelers did secure a berth today. But there's still another two spots available for two different teams, I think. I believe that's how it goes. Something along those lines. The Bengals can get in. Still Ravens, Texans, Chiefs. But the Steelers and Chargers can get in as well. So Browns officially out after the Chargers won yesterday. Yeah. So, yeah, some whatever. Not the Browns. Browns
will
be drafted.
Why can't we be in the NFC South?
I don't know. Yeah, if we were in the NFC South, it'd be great. I think, at least. So, speaking of playoffs and postseason action, we've mentioned on the show a fantasy football league connected to the show, the Ohio Players, a few times, of which I am the proud commissioner. And our championship game happened this week. And Brian Wiebe and Ian Wolf of 6Bs and a P are going head-to-head right
you
now
kidding me?
As we speak. When
Playoffs?
You hear this podcast, there will be a winner.
That's why they're not here.
That's why they're not here. They're actually, we couldn't even handle it. Yeah, they're actually each in their own locker room. And I'm not sure what they're doing.
You don't think they have a booth? Each have a booth to watch the game?
Yeah, they probably do.
I wouldn't think they'd just be hanging out in the locker room.
They probably have a booth.
Snapping towels.
Right. They might be. I feel like they might be, yeah.
Playoffs?
But they're playing each other. And the other interesting, the update right now as it stands on Sunday night, game's pretty close. Bernie Kosar's Porno Daughter, which is Ian Wolf's team.
Makes sense.
Has 88.68 points, and he's done. All of his players have played. Brian Wiebe, the Airbuds, 67.88, so he's down by about 21. But he's got two players left tomorrow night.
Who might those players be?
Oh, funny you ask. Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill. of the Cincinnati Bengals. That's right. Brian Wiebe is banking on the Bengals.
Jeremy
what
Hill.
A bunch of clowns.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Seriously, Jeremy Hill. But I don't know. Are you pulling for anyone in this game? Do you guys picking favorites? Are we doing that here?
Between
Christmas?
Our friends?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Of course not.
I was ready to if we were going to.
Oh, yeah.
But if we're not, I'm going to keep my opinion on my, you know, just close to my chest. So,
I'm kind of curious now.
No. I don't think it's, you know, neither here nor there.
Is it based upon friendship or upon what goes on within the league?
I don't know if I have any, like, league vendetta, so I don't know.
I mean, you kind of are in a position to literally hate everyone.
Yeah, I'm in last. Free-falled from champion a year ago.
Oh.
I was in the game. The trophy is on.
I can see it.
Yeah, Sherry can see it. And now last place.
Yeah. You Peyton Hillis'd it.
I did. One time cover Madden, next time third running back on the Giants. So we wanted one thing, and you brought this up, the rich kid. The Panthers scored a touchdown and gave it to what we can only assume
is... He could be a poor kid.
Some super wealthy...
He could be a dying kid.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even think...
He did look healthy,
but you never know.
He could have mental problems.
Yeah, he could have... Yeah, maybe those are the only hours of the day he isn't tethered.
Mental problems.
So that was some... So... Different types of Browns games. We talked about this during the game.
We're just leaving that. Just
abandoning. I think we covered it.
Joking shit.
We covered it, I think. Did we? No.
We covered it enough.
We can keep talking about
it. No, I think it's good. I think it's a good segue.
Are we doing Pie Corner this week?
We had cake.
We did a cake. Let's cue that music. Pie Corner, come and get you some pie. Pie Corner, it's hot and it's nice. We had a cake.
We had a cake for Chris Pullen's pre-birthday.
Yeah, which is kind of like a more dairy pie. Right? A cake?
Your favorite.
Dairy pie.
Dairy pie.
That's my favorite.
It was from Siemens, shelf stable.
Totally shelf stable. It was a cookies and cream cake.
I feel like we bring up Siemens a lot in this show. Like, maybe they should throw a little bit in the coffers.
Maybe they should.
Yeah. Someone tell them. It was good cake.
Start throwing semen around.
Just throwing semen everywhere. All right, Leroy Kelly. Happy birthday, Chris Pullen. Pie Corner. Send it to Leroy.
Hi, I'm Leroy Kelly, formerly of the Cleveland Browns, and I'm listening to Six Peas in a Pie. Something like that.
Okay. Pie Corner. Spontaneous Pie Corner. Sherry.
So you were going to talk about... I think you got a little distracted. You went a couple different ways. But you're going to talk about different types of Browns games.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Chris brought up that during the game that the Steelers win, the win at home where the Browns dominated, and then also, of course, that Bengals game in Cincinnati, that the Browns just looked like this, like, completely on-point machine.
Yeah, and we were talking about the experience of watching Browns games and, you know, how... trying it can be, but you know that the reward was those crazy times when it's like, oh my god, we destroyed the Steelers,
right? And that was pretty cool. But
yeah,
then there's games
great.
Like today, and today was a lot like not last week, because that was really bad. Those are like the worst, the 30-0 blowouts. But today was kind of like the Bills game was sort of like today, if I remember correctly, where like they're not really at any point do you think that they're actually going to win.
Yeah.
Like when the Bengals, or I'm sorry, the Panthers scored that touchdown today to go up, I was like, there's no way the Browns have another touchdown in them.
Right.
It just can't happen. And so there's that kind of like slow, methodical, terrible.
You also mentioned the one
against the Bills.
When you were driving home.
Yeah, where it was like, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago, probably 4 years ago, and it was the final score was 6-3 Browns, and they beat the Bills. And it was just like, the most horrendous, and I listened to it on the radio, which made it, I don't know if it made it worse or better, it's probably made it a little better, but yeah, I mean, they follow this pattern of just like, but it's really telling, I think, that there's like five different terrible ones that
they're different, maybe people can tweet
but
us.
There's only one, what's your different type of Browns games, what do you think out there, tweet at us, at 6B1P, hashtag different.
Keep it, gonna catch on.
Keep it different.
Trending worldwide.
Trending worldwide different. So tweet of the week, I guess, right? We're rifling through it this week. Want to make sure you get all your holiday plans in. Put that turkey in the oven. Put this shit on. You know what I mean? How about that?
That turkey is going to come out way undercooked.
The tweet of the week and all guests this weekend, sponsored again by Aqua Bear Legion. Go to Indiegogo if you can and support the new double LP from Aqua Bear Legion. 24 Ohio bands on 2 records. You can donate and pre-order your copy now. Go to AquaBearLegion.com. It's right up in the right corner. You can click on that and PayPal us some money. You get a record and stuff.
Yeah. I'd like to say I've heard 23 out of those 24 songs.
Oh, yeah. Missing one, right.
And they're all great.
They're great. Great songs.
I'm sure the 24th will be
It'll be good, too. Yeah. Just in, got a text from Dave Obenauer.
Breaking news,
everyone.
Wait, do the...
At this hour.
Do we have... Breaking news!
Oh, the ghost of Don Pardo's back.
I'm back!
You sound a little different this time.
A little different!
That's what I said.
So, Dave Obenauer, friend of the show.
You know, occasional co-host.
Occasional co-host. Sorry, just got back today. I don't know from where. Hope it's going well, .. or as well as it can be expected to go. Go Browns. So Dave Obenauer checking in.
He was visiting family.
Hashtag 6B1 Pemus.
Pemus?
I probably should have had someone look that over before we set it on air. But good breaking news. Dave. Dave's back. That's the breaking news. Go Browns. Tweet of the week. Time for that. Ready?
Oh, Ian's not here.
Oh.
Should he cut out a segment from an old episode, or should we try to
do Yeah, let's send it. I don't want to.
I assumed you'd be editing.
We can just sing it.
We can all sing it. Ready? It's the tweet of the week.
Did you see how that exploded on the wavelength?
We got a couple tweets of the week here, Browns Nation, on this Sunday night.
Winter solstice.
Merry Mabin to all of you. Dr. Jim Mbe.
James Bay.
First tweet comes from Bernard Kosar. That's what he goes by on Twitter now, at Bernie Kosar QB. Oh, I don't even know how to read it. Yeah. Congrats. First of all, I should say these are all capitalized, and congrats the second time as a capital G, too. congrats to HM Town Northeast O, Jason Garrett, native, and Dal's Cowboy Coach. 4! No space. Awesome leadership.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Jason Garrett is the coach of the Cowboys. I think they won the division tonight. He must be from Ohio somewhere.
From his hometown, HM.
Northeast
hometown.
Ohio. But Northeast O, all three words, like Northeast O, is not a hometown or a hometown.
It's a region.
Hometown.
But like you tell people you're from Cleveland.
That's true.
Hometown.
And our second tweet this week from Isaiah Crowell, who had a couple runs today, but not much of anything. At Isaiah Crowell 34. Back in Cleveland, -3 or -4 dreads.
Yikes.
Mm. So do we think they were pulled off during the game?
Ooh, Sherry?
That's what Chris brought up, because I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think they must have been.
Ouch.
That sucks.
Woof.
Yeah, rough stuff. So
I guess you have to hope that his hair is, like, really weak at the base, so that it just snaps off.
Right. You don't want to pull brains.
Chunks.
Oh. Tweets of the week. There you go. There you have it. Next week, final game of the year. Last regular season episode of 6Bs and a P. We'll do probably a wrap-up of some sort.
Oh, yeah?
But
after some sort of crazy front office move?
Yeah, which usually is what happens, right? That's it. We do have like an annual tradition of the... Yeah, we did it the last two seasons, right?
I think so.
Last year when Trent Richardson left unexpectedly? Wasn't there like a...
Yeah, there was a special, I think, mini episode about that or something.
So... But you're right, it was Shermer to Chud, and then Chud to Pettin, and pretty, you know, common thing. Something stupid will happen, and we'll be here to talk about
Where's
it.
Where's Chud?
I don't know. I don't think Chud's coordinating or coaching anywhere.
Oh.
Underground, New York City.
Do you think he just works at, like, Sokolowski's now or something?
Chud. Chud, we'd love to have you on the show. Chance to knock the Ravens out of the playoffs next week.
Do you think that there's, like, a large chance of that?
No. No, there's no way.
Do you think an anomaly could happen?
Sure.
What, Joe Flacco getting the runs?
Yeah.
Maybe still plays,
but the butt runs.
Not the football runs. Yeah, no. But maybe, like, has to come out every once in a while.
But it could theoretically still happen.
Yeah.
It could happen. Who knows?
Yeah.
But probably not.
It probably won't, though. Okay. And I don't know who our quarterback's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't heard much word. Maybe Connor Shaw.
Maybe that Garrett Hartley.
Ooh.
Well, I saw a tweet, not from Johnny Manziel, but just like someone who'd interviewed him after the game, and he said this injury was unlike anything he's ever had before at any level, which...
That's not good.
I think, and I think I was talking to Dan Prince about this in the kitchen earlier, I think that he just doesn't want to play for the Browns anymore. And it's like when Brandon Whedon broke his finger.
Oh, yeah.
And he
did
break
his finger, yeah.
I think that Johnny Manziel broke his hamstring so that he doesn't have to be a part of this.
I'll take him out back and shoot him.
Hmm.
No, I mean, he'll just, like, lay low and then get the fuck out.
Ugh.
That's what I think. Because I think that even though, I don't know anything about football. But I'm sure he knows how to not do whatever he supposedly did today.
Right.
I think that he's faking it so he can leave.
I like it.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Breaking news.
I think it's actually pretty plausible, too.
Juicy gossip here. Yeah. I dig it.
Yeah, if you have any theories about John Q football, let us know. Yeah. We'll talk about it. Yeah. That's a good one.
I think Brian Hoyer's starting next week.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah, he is...
I'm just saying. I'm not even happy about it. I'm just telling you.
Informational.
What's going to happen?
Well, maybe we'll get that Hawaiian guy, right?
Yeah, Hawaiian guy.
Make him happy and clear.
Yeah, I can make that guy happy. Well, we'll be back here. I want to wish a happy holidays to everyone out there that listens. Dave, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Dave.
Thanks for that.
I'll see you January 2nd on the battlefield.
Ooh, yeah. You heard that right here. Take that. Take that, Dave. Don Pardo.
Thanks for being here!
You gotta shake it out a little bit.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you!
There you go.
All right. So, you can... Sherry, Chris, thanks for being here.
Yay.
Quick episode this week.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. It was nice for all of us to be in studio.
Yeah, it's nice. All in studio here together. AquabearLegion.com, as always, thanks for hosting us. Check out their Indiegogo page. Give us some money. We'll send you some records and stuff. And you can see it on AquabearLegion.com. Find us on Twitter at 6Bs and a P, number 6, letter B, number 1, letter P. And then on Facebook by searching 6Bs and a P. And, go Browns. One more. One more. That's all. One more. One more to go.